B-Pod Studios.
Kamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Savannah, you sent us a message about your boyfriend. You guys have only been on 5 dates. What's going on that makes you think he's cheating on you?
Well, yeah, so as you could tell, I'm in this kind of a new relationship, but I thought things were going pretty well. We went to a Knights game. Well, not together. We met there. I was there with a friend, and then he was there, and we just kind of connected, and we exchanged numbers, and I thought things had been going pretty well. We've been on, like, give or take, 5 dates, but there's just something that's a little off about him, and I can't figure it out. When we go on dates, at least 3 of them, like when we're sitting at the restaurant or the bar, he gets up to talk on the phone, but he
Well, maybe he doesn't want to be rude and talk business or whatever in front of you.
Yeah, but he won't tell me who it is, and he doesn't even address that he was talking on the phone. It's just so, it's like he's trying to hide something. So I made a conscious effort to look at the name on the phone to try and figure it out, and the name said Laura on the phone, and I mean, I don't know who it is, and it makes me a little nervous, I guess.
Have you guys defined the relationship?
I mean, we've been on 5 dates. I would think that it was somewhat monogamous, I guess, that he wasn't, like, dating people or at least talking to other girls on the phone when we were out together, you know?
Yeah, you've only been on 5 dates. I'm trying to think, like, would I be overly explaining everyone who I talk to on date 5?
Well, I think it's rude to take a phone call on a date.
To say, like, oh,
sorry, I gotta take this.
And lie about it, but just to come back and be like, so, where were we?
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it just makes me feel bad, if I'm being honest.
All right, let's call Craig and find out who he sends it to. If it's, what name did you say you saw on the phone?
Laura.
Okay, we'll see if it's Laura, and maybe Laura's his wife. You never know. All right, we'll confront him.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Craig, please.
I'm here.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I just wanted to let you know that you have won a dozen beautiful free red roses to send to someone you love, courtesy of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you.
Wow.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send romantic flowers to? They're very beautiful.
Oh, yes. My wife would love them.
Your wife?
Send them to Megan. Yeah.
Okay.
She's the greatest. She actually really treated me recently, so I'll be happy to give her these flowers and, you know, tell her I did all the work of getting them.
Okay. What would you like to put on Megan's card?
Megan, you're the greatest. Happy 5 years. Can't wait to have many more.
Oh, that's so sweet. You've been together for 5 years?
Yeah, been married for 5, together like 7, I think.
That's interesting.
What do you think your girlfriend would say about this?
I don't have a girlfriend. Yeah, I'm married.
Really? Well, that's not what we hear.
Craig, it's the Manny Ryan Lauren Morning Show. This is War of the Roses.
Savannah's on the phone. She's heard everything.
Craig. I'm sorry. I think you got the wrong person. This is Nick. I'm not Craig. I just heard you. I'm married. I don't know who Savannah is.
Savannah's your girlfriend, Craig.
He said his name is Nick, which is funny.
No. This is a funny
I'm
joke.
Sorry.
Yeah, we've had guys try this one before.
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding around. My name's Nick. And I'm married to Megan, and we're happily married. And I'm sorry about Craig. He sounds like a bad dude, but...
You guys, I think you dialed the wrong number. That's not Craig.
Does that even sound like Craig?
No.
No, okay.
Craig has more of an accent.
Well, why didn't you stop us?
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God.
And by the way, didn't you ask for Craig or did you ask for Nick?
I asked for Craig.
I got to go back and listen because he goes, yeah, this is me.
Yeah, that's definitely not him.
Nick, why would you say you're Craig? I'm so confused.
Honestly, I picking up the phone. I didn't really hear the beginning. You know, people call me all the time from random numbers. So
sorry, dude. Sorry about that. Anyway, listen to Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
No flowers.
Of course.
All right.
No worries.
Yeah, no flowers, too. Well, that was a disaster.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.